Torah says on one hand we have Yir, the homage of God, Yamad Abraham. On the other hand we have a Hebrew from Lo Yimotze, the homage of God, Yir Abraham. So the Gemara says that he's talking about homage of Kibbul of Achrayis. The homage of God and Yisrael was Kibbul of Achrayis as then Yir Abraham. Zog the Gemara, he nicho leman diyoma, dova goyim lemomin, kimomin dami. Leman diyoma, lav kimomin dami, mai ikulamim. Zog the Gemara, bishlem lefi leman diyoma, dova goyim lemomin, kimomin dami, as then your Eivan bal yiro from Achir of Achrayis. According to the man diyoma, lav kimomin dami, as mai ikulamim. You want to give a little bit of a divrei hakdama to the Indian of Dava Hagarim Lamamin Kimamin Dami. Who is this man, the Yomer of Dava Hagarim Lamamin Kimamin Dami? What does it mean? Lamaisa, it's not yours. You have a Chiyav Achrayis on it, but it's not yours. As what's the Pshat? As Rashi says, Laman Diyamar is Reb Shimon Kamale Bebaba Kama Chachim Shechayiv Vachriyusam Chayiv. Rashi brings a raya from a Mishnah in Bebaba Kama. Chachim Shechayiv Vachriyusam is Chayiv. Now, our sugya is not talking about the Achrayis of Chachim. Our sugya is talking about the Achrayis of Shoyim. And Rashi brings a raya from the chrayis of Kodshim to the chrayis of Shoyim. Bez Hashem in the Hemchik, we're going to see that Chaim Brisker is a yasid, that there's a chilik between the dine achrayis. As the first start of the sugya, we want to point out that Rashi is mavur, you could sushtel from Kodshim to Shoyim. Why did Rashi say it's the Reb Shimon of Kodshim? As Nira Mamish al Derech Hapshat, Aleph Beis. Because the only Mishnah in Shas that says that Dava Goyim Lamamin Kimamin Dami is by Kodshim. As if the Gemara says Dava Goyim Lamamin Kimamin Dami, there is such a man, the Yamat, as Rashi had to find a Mishnah. And the only Mishnah of Dava Goyim Lamamin Kimamin is by Kodshim. On Ayin Dalid, Amit Beis in Baba Kama. The Messiah Shasash says Ayin Aleph Amit Beis. That's where the Gemara brings the Mishnah on Ayin Dalid Amit Beis. What's the story in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about someone is Makdish his behema, and he's supposed to bring it as a carbon, and someone steals it. The Tana Kama says if you steal from someone who is Makdish his behema, you're potter from Dalet and Hay, because it doesn't belong to him. Hekdish owns it and not him. And Reb Shimon says, being that there's a Chiyav Achrayis, as a Mela, it's called Mamainai, because he has a benefit from the Mamin. He uses it to potter him from his Chiyav Achrayis. It's called Mamainai, and you're Chayiv in Dalet and Hay. As the reason why Rashi said the Makar is from Kachim to Arsugya is because that is the only place. As when the Gemara is referring to the famous Mandiyama, Vinichala Mandiyama, it's obviously referring to a Mishnah. Does anyone have another place, another Mishnah, where it says Dava Garim Mamin Kimamin Dami? No one? Okay, so I can continue. Okay, as Ramela, Rashi's only place he could find was from Kachim.
Remember the Mishnah Pesachim by Chalot. Yeah.
Over
there, the Gemara says Machlekes.
One pshat in the Gemara that it's Mishum Dava Agvarim Lamamin Kimam. Okay, cool. As then you would have Lefi that Mandi Yomar. Different, but it's one Mandi Yomar. Good. As that's Chelik number one. Lamaisa, there is what is the Chiyav Achrayis that we're talking about? The Chiyav Achrayis that we're talking about is you need this Chayfetz. If this Chayfetz is not around, if you don't give it back, as then you're Chayiv L'Shalem Mamin. as this chayfetz gives you a revach moment. And that's how Rashi in Baba Kama, Sadiq Chesam with Beis, explains the din of Dava Hagarim Mamamin Kimamin Dava. That this chayfetz is causing you a revach moment. Because you're a shomer and you're achrayi to give this chayfetz back to the Baalim. You will matish the chayfetz as you're achrayi to make sure this behema is a carbon. If you don't live up to your chiyuv, if you don't bring it, as therefore you're going to have to pay money. As this chayfetz is pottering for you for money. As you have a revach money from this chayfetz. As that's dover hagoyim the money. It causes you a revach mamin, kimamin. It's ki'ilu, you own the chayfetz. That's how Rashi in Baba Kama, Sadik Chesam Beis explains, that's dovar garen mamin. It patters you from a chiyuv having the chayfetz, as you have a revach mamin. Rabbi Chanan in Koyvich Yurim Kler is an interesting chakir. How do you understand you have a revach money from this chayfetz as the chayfetz is yours? What does that mean? What kind of a bailus is it? Is it the word you own the mominess of the chayfetz? You don't own the gufa chayfetz. The gufa chayfetz belongs to Hegdish. It's not yours. You can't even be mishtamish with the chayfetz. If you want to use the chayfetz, it's also for you to use the chayfetz. It's Hegdish's. As you can't use the chayfetz, you don't own the gufa chayfetz. As what do you have in the chayfetz? All you have in the chayfetz is a mumnizdik of value from the chayfetz. As the Bechanan coins it, you own the mumniz of the chayfetz and not the gufa chayfetz. That's one way Rebbe Chanan dance. The other way Rebbe Chanan says is maybe you own the gufa chayfetz for the mumin of the chayfetz. Dumya he brings, you own a para for the kefel. As there's such a thing, you own the behema, the gufa behema, for the schusim hanoivim from the behema, the schusim that come out of the gufa behema, as you own the gufa behema for the mominis that comes out. That's Rabbi Chanan's clear in what the bailis is. The Be'ez Hashem that we'll see in the Hemshech a little bit more. As it comes out, this is yours. Why? Because this is money for you. Bailis means you have a mominus in this ayah. As if you wonder who's the Ikra Bailim, the Ikra Bailim is Hegdish. Hegdish has the Shimushim, Hegdish owns it. But you have something here also. You have some sort of a form of a Bailis. It gives you a Revach Mamin. It gives you a Dinin Mominus. As that Mashu that you have makes that it's called yours. That Shitas of Shimon, Dovah Garim Lamamin to Mamin. The Chacham say, I'm masking you have a mashu. But mashu shigomish. A little bit is nothing. The Chacham says, okay, you have a little bit of schusim, but that doesn't make it yours. It's not yours. You have a little bit of schusim in it. Tavagar in the moment, love kimamin zombie. Just because you have a little bit of a schus, a revach moment, that doesn't make it yours. It doesn't give you a bitus. Tlapidine taira. And Rim Shimon holds that it is yours. Okay. What is the aschus moment?
In the aschus that you won't have to pay
the we'll see a little bit more in the Hemshah how exactly it works. Now we're just starting over with that. Dara will come back. So thus is the Dova Hagoyim Lamamin, Rashi and Baba Kamba, Rav Shimon, the way they put down Dova Hagoyim Lamamin, Kimamin Dami. As what is it talking about? Where places like over here in Asugya by Hegdish, and here in Asugya by Shomer and Hegdish, where you have a Chiyuv where you don't have the Chayfetz. That's two places. Okay, that's Sug Dova Hagoyim Lamamin number one. The Maison Chav Tes Amid Beis is another kind of Dover Hagarim Lamam. Over there we're talking about Chometz on Pesach is Aser Bana, but after Pesach it's not going to be Aser Bana. The Fishitis of Shimon that holds Chometz Sha'ava Lavala Pesach is Mutter Bana. As it comes out, if you wait till after Pesach, it's going to have a Shavuos Mamon for the Bailim. someone was mazik the chametz on Pesach. The Bailam's timing dim, you damaged my money. You took away my money. Because after Pesach, it's going to have value. And the guy's saying, now it's chametz with Pesach. It's also banah, it's not yours. Really, the sugya over there is talking about where you moil from Hegdish, where you used it, if you have a chiv mila lehegdish, not a chiv mazik. But we just kilu use mazik as a dugma, it's more easier for the olam to relate to. The Gemara literally is talking about a chiv mila, who had in a chiv mazik, it's all the same. The Gemara wants to know if you mechuyiv to pay. As the Gemara over there says, there's a man diyama, dover hagoyim lamamin kimamin. Something that will have a value after, in later on in time, is that called yours now because you're going to have a value later on? The Ksois in Simin Shin Pei Vov says the sugya over there is tali on Dava Hagoyim Lamamin Kimamin Dami of our sugya and of the Shimin of Kola Teira Kulo. And therefore, the Ksai says a bunch of Chidushei Torah. The Misayris Hashas on the side of the Gemara also holds like the Ksai. The Misayris Hashas was an Achrim. And he writes on the side of the Gemara in Psachim Choftes, Kidisa Bibaba Kam. However, the Ramban in Kuncher's Dine de Garmi says that over there, the sugya of Dava Goyim Lamamin is a totally different angle of Dava Goyim Lamamin. It's not totally on this Rashi, this sugya. It's not totally on the sugya in Baba Kama. Over here, the Dava Goyim Lamamin is when there's a Chiyav Achrayas, and you're pottering from a Chiyav Achrayas. Does that make it into Mamin? Over there, the Dava Goyim Lamamin is because it's going to have value to you, La'achar Saman. That's a different meter. That's a different shayla. There's a gevaldige diuk like the Ramban in Kunjus Dine de Garmi, because the Gemara doesn't sustel the susus. As over there is a whole different angle. As lefi the Ramban in Kunjus Dine de Garmi, it comes out we have two sugyas in Shas of Dava HaGoyim Lamamin. Don't get confused. It's the Svei Dine. It's the Dava HaGoyim Lamamin of Sochim Choftes. And there's the Dava Goyim Lamamin of Psachim Hei Amid Beis Vav Amid Aleph, and that is a different Dava Goyim Lamamin, and it's not even totally on the same Machlokes Tanaim, and it doesn't go with the same Klal. Okay, as thus is a little bit of Hakdama, looking into Shas and the different angles, the different sugyas of Dava Goyim Lamamin. Okay, over here, Rav Asher said over a huge chiddush in the sugya of Yehudah HaGoyim Lamamin. Now, in the mirror, it's kemat when Rav Asher reads the sugya, he says it over like he's saying pshat. In every shir here, it goes over as pshat. Hinenu la'idia, it's a chiddush gadol. We're going to say it over because we're in the mirror, played Rabbi Yisov. But we want to say it's a whopping chiddush for a lot of different reasons. Rav Asher wanted to say, and he wants to answer a bunch of questions, he wanted to say that there is a new kind of Dava HaGoyim Lamamin, which was Nischadish in the Sugim Psachim Hei Amid Beis Vav Amid Aleph, and you don't have anywhere else in Shas. What was Rav Asher's diukim for this very creative Chiddush? Zok Rav Asher, we have two things in Psachim in the sugya of Dava HaGoyim Lamamin that we don't have in any other sugya in Shas. Over here, the Gemara explains why Dava HaGoyim Lamamin is Kimamin. The Gemara says, "Di'ilu migneb, vi'ilu mitvet b'shusaychu koi, u'boiz l'shlume, kidul choyin dami." In every other sugya of Shas, you do not have this nusach. Only in Psachim Hei Amid Beis. Why? As the mirror Mahalach is, if you find it here and nowhere else, what does that mean? Because nowhere else, it's Nageya. It's only Nageya here. Over here is a new sugya of Dava HaGoyim Lamamin Kimamin Dami. Now, you do have to point out in the Diyak, Yesh Lon in the Diyak, because the Gemara says, has it's one pshat that the Tam is Mishum Dava HaGoyim Lamamin. There's another pshat that it's going the lashon of ilu migle v'ilu mitveh b'shusaych u'koyu bois l'shlumei kiduchayim dami. The Gemara says before it brings in davar goyim l'mamet k'mamet dami. The Gemara doesn't say that's the pshat in davar goyim l'mamet. That's the pshat in why chomet shekibel av achrayis is chayiv. But the Gemara doesn't say. But Rav Asher's diyuk is the Gemara right away, as soon as it says, Hini chalaman diyama dava garim lamamin kimamin dami. Mashma, that's the pshadin. Dava garim lamamin kimamin. Okay. Nice diyuk, muchach. No. Like they would say in Bris from the diyuk, shtarminish. Yeah. Say a diyuk. Oh, diyuk number one. Oh. Diyuk number two is in our Gemara over here. The Gemara says, Dava Gorn Lamamin Kimamin in the Lishna Basra is only when it's Einer Be'en. When it's Be'en, not. Frektik Sois from Gandshas. Frektik Sois from Gemara and Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Bezitai Sefta. Frek Dar Sameach from other places. Frek the Koivich Yurim. They mamish loads of Shilas on the Gemara. This is the only Gemara that the Gemara says there's a chilek between Isa Be'en and Lesser Be'en. In all of Shas, it's even by Tisa Be'en. This is the heavy question. As a shayla of the Ksais Bez Hashem, we're going to see later on, see different mahalchim of G'dayli Rabbi Seinu to answer before Hagoyin Rav Asher Ariel. Aber Rav Asher wanted a boy that vice the Chais, that over here is a new Dava Hagoyin Lamamet. As the Ramban in Kunjas Dini Degami said, there's two sugyas of Dava Hagoyin Lamamet. And over here is sugya number three. Oh, but of course, our Gemara compares it to Sadi Ches. As Zogrev Asher, it's comparing the general idea. But the Havana is different. Oh, this is the big Chiddush of Rav Asher. What's the Pshat? Rav Asher explained, you know how Dav HaGan L'mamin K'mamin works? As he was Madayik, the Rabbeinu David and the Maran Chalavi, when they bring the words of the Gemara, they say, the reason why you're Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda is because, so we'll start off, you're a Shomer. The animal is Nevad. Why do you have to pay? As before Rav Asher was born, the Velt learns, the reason why you have to pay is because you're Makabal Achrayis. And the reason why the Velt learns that way, it's a Taisis in Tzubis Nunvav Amud Beis and Rishonim in different places. Rav Asher said, in our Gemara, we have a whole new angle. The reason why you're Chayiv is because the Torah says the Behema becomes the Shomer, and therefore the Shomer has to pay. If it's Nevat, as the Geder of the Din of Shomerim is it becomes the Shomer. If it wouldn't become his, as then he could say, Areshal Chalifanecha, where is it? Go find it. I don't know, it's lost. Go find it. As why you chayev ba'aveda and gneva? Gneva. He could say, Areshal Chalifanecha, go find it. It's by the ganav. Okay, your problem. Comes along the Torah and says, it's ki'ilu, it's yours, we're machnet you, le'inyin, that you should have to pay him for the Gneva and the Aveda. Now, Rav Asher read the words of the Gemara. But feel the way Rav Asher's learning, it's mamish the words of the Gemara. Why? Kivan di'ilu mikde, vi'ilu mitvit, birshu saichu koi, ubois l'shlume, kidul choyin dami. When it's Migniv, when it's Mikvid, it becomes yours. As the Maile of Rav Asher's Pshat, is he reading the words of the Gemara literally? And the Rabbeinu David says, it becomes yours, that rega. And Rav Asher says, and those are the words of the Gemara, v'chi isa, that salkedai dechoyel v'chi isa hada ve'ene la b'shusikoy. When the Be'em is Be'en, it's not yours. It only becomes yours when it gets lost. That's the rega the Behema becomes yours. That's the Mahalich of Rav Asher. He's Marich, Tuvin the Mahalich. If the Olam wants to hear a Gishmakish Shir, they can get the tape of Rav Asher's Shir. You could download it and hear the rest of its massive Chedushei Torah. The Pashtis is not like it. As we're saying it over, Koidai, But the Maisa, to turn this into a third sugya, even though we're comparing it to the other sugyas, and Rashi and Baba Kama says not that way, it's a big chiddush. Befrat Kol HaGdeli Rabbi Senu used the Rashi and Baba Kama to explain our sugya. Okay, so we set it over. The Olam could handle it. It's Geshmak in the Lashon of the Gemara, Adiyak in the Rabbeinu David, but it's a big chiddush. It's not the standard. Zaylam could handle it, think about it, and handle it. But we're sure we should spend more time. But we want to do the Gufa Sugya. Okay. As thus is the. As Ravash is learning, Dava Garim Lamamin means it literally becomes yours, and that's why you're Machayev to pay. That's what it means. And that's why only over here. Okay. Thus is the. That's the longest as Davagar in the moment, and that's what it does. Okay. Now let's go back. Let's drag the Gemara. Hini chalamandi yom a Davagar in the moment, kimamin dami. Elamandi yom a lav kimamin dami. Maib lamema. Shani yacha dam a lo yimotsu. Because that's Lishnakam. Here you go. Gigadiyam. Hini chalamandi yom a Davagar in the moment, lav kimamin dami. Hainu ditzach lo yimotsu. Elamandi yom a kimamin dami. Lo yimatze lamali. It's there. Sagadai de chamine. Hoyo vichi isa hoda beene. La vishuse koi kamash mola. You would think that when it's be'en, the achrayis, it doesn't make it yours. Kamash mola. Thus is the Gemara. The tzarich beer, the lishna kama that said he nicha leman diyama dava hagarim lemamin kimamin dami. What did it do with the question of the lishna basra? Frekt in its sieve. Hare. So why do you need a pasuk of lo yimatzei for? Why do you need a riboy for? If you all dava hagarim lemamin kimamin dami kol atayikul it's kimamin. As why do you need a riboy of lo yimatzei? What does the Lishna Kama do with the Lishna Basra's question?
That's far as it's coming, right?
Oh, as one way of learning is he knew that it's only by Isa Be'en. He knew the Pasuk is coming to teach us even by Lesa Be'en. Abit Sarach Bir. As if he knew that the Pasuk's coming to teach us a whole new Knech. That even though normally it's only by lesser ben, as what did he ask on the other mandi of dava gurim lamamin lav kimamin dami? Hare, anyway, you're gonna have to say over here is a special xeris akosid by chametz. Even though in kol atayra kula dava gurim lamamin is lav kimamin, but over here by chametz is a special ribui. So what did he ask on the mandi of dava gurim lamamin? Love kimam and dami, as you'll have to say like this. If you hold davar goyim lamamins kimam and be'etzem, just when it's isa be'en, it's not yet yours because the bialis is only nageir for later on. As then you could say by chametz there's a ribui that davar goyim lamamin is enough. But if you hold davar goyim lamamin love kimam and dami, as it's efes. Dava Gurim Lamamin is nothing, as it's not Mistaba, there would be a reboot. That's what the Lishna Kama has. Okay. Apshetel, Amahalech, Ova. Efshet. So good. Yeah. Okay. Now this is, okay, Bekitza, what is the Lishna Kama Choylik on the Lishna Basa? Okay. Azog Dixois, our Gemara says that. The only time you say Dava Hagayim Lamamin is Kimamin Dami is when it's Lesser Ben. When it's Isa Ben, you don't say Dava Hagayim Lamamin is Kimamin Dami. Fregdik Sais and Simon Shin Pei Vol from two places that are Mefurish, not them. Number one, he asks in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about where you have an Irani Dachas. Irani Dachas, everyone is killed lefi cherev, including the behemais. As the Gemara says, if you're makdish a behema, as you have to destroy the behem. You don't kill it by sword, the Gemara says, because it's a design to kachim, but you have to destroy it. Frag the Gemara, kachim is not yours. Kachim belongs to Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to the people of the year. Zag the Gemara, it's going according to Reb Shimon. Dava agarim lamamin kimamin dami. As being that Dava agarim lamamin kimamin dami, the behema belongs to the Bailim, it's shlala here, and you have to kill it. Frank Dixais over there is talking about where the behemoth is be'en, and still it's saying it's chal on it a din that it belongs to the Bailim. V'oi, Frank Dixais from a Tosefta, that if you have kachim and someone is mazik the kachim, he's chayiv in dalet vehei, even though it's be'en. Okay, those are the two questions the Dixais is. There are many other questions. The Olam could look at the Magia, Eloi HaChoshen, on the Ksais HaChoshen. He makes a very nice likud of all the different questions from different places. But we want to go to the Ikar. As Reb Chaim said a teretz. Now, this teretz, it's very hard to find in B'Shem Reb Chaim. Yachiezer, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, the Bochanan, who is a Talmud of Reb Chaim, they both say it. And many times when you find all the Talmidim Reb Chaim saying it, you know where it's coming from. But this one found in two places. This one place, Miginzei Agrach, and the other place is the Briska Hagada on Pesach. Over there is printed the Shir of Reb Chaim. The Doilam wants to look up in Reb Chaim himself, the way he said it in Shir. You get the Haggadah Shel Brisk on Pesach or the Meginzei Agrach. The Meginzei Agrach is a sefer of his notebook from when he gave Shir in Lozhen. Someone printed it. The Brisk Mishpacha is very against it because it was printed when he was younger and it's not yet his full. But between me and you, it's ganz good. Yeah. Well, that's what Meginzei Agrach is. Okay. As over there, Reb Chaim himself, it's Reb Chaim's notebook, that's the Mila, but he wrote his shir down. Yeah, it wasn't a Talmud that wrote it like the stencil, it's Mamish Reb Chaim. As Reb Chaim says, what do you do with such a question of excise? Zag Reb Chaim, a gewaltige teretz, is the chilik between kachim and shomer. Psochim dafei yame bezen vovam ralif, he's talking about the chayis of shomrim. And the Ksais's questions and all the other questions are talking about kachim. As there's a chilik between the chayis of kachim and the chayis of shomrim. As what's the chilik? As each Talmud writes it a little bit different. As we'll say one mahalach that he says. There's a couple of mahalach. I mean, that's the chilek that came to his head. Now the rest is we gotta make it work. Zok Reb Chaim, by kachim, the chrayis is midin neder. You made a neder. It's not your mechuyev to watch the behema like by shomrim. The chiev's not chal at the time of the geneva vaveda when you didn't watch it. There's no chiev shmira bechlal by kachim. By kachim the chiyuv is you made a nether to bring a korban, as that's mechayiv you. By shomrim the gather of the chiyuv is you mechayiv to watch it and make sure it doesn't get stolen. And the rega it's stolen, as that's when you're chayiv. Bezei zok Reb Chaim a geshmak esvar. Bishleima by kachim you could say until the rega it's stolen, it's not your mamin. Because the whole chiyav achrayis is chal, the regits nigna v'nevad v'nefsha v'chule v'nenas. The chiyav achrayis is first chal when the gneva happened, when the aveda happened, when the pshia happened, when the oynis happened. As then the chiyav achrayis is chal. As that which you're holding before, it's not yours yet. It's yours bin a geya, that if there'll be a gneva v'aveda later on. But now it's gonish. Ma she'en came by Hegdish you said, Arei alai lo vikorbin, right now the Tiyim Schal. Because right now you have a behema sitting in front of you that's potting you from your Arei alai. As right now it's a Tov HaGoyim L'momed. As the kitzur the chiddik between Hegdish and Gneve is, that by Hegdish the Tov HaGoyim L'momed is miyad, it's potting you from the nether. But by Yechiv Achrayis of Shoimrim, it's Chal later. And that's the Hezber of Rebbe Chanon. Because that's what Rebbe Chaim said. Freck the Pri Yitzchak and Rebbe Shmuel on Rebbe Chaim. And really, everyone could ask the question, but no one's going to be good to ask the question if we ask it ourselves. So, Freck the Pri Yitzchak and Rebbe Shmuel, it's not like Rashi in our Sugya. Rashi in our Sugya sushtels two Rashis. The first Rashi doesn't bother us as much, because that's a klalias dikashushtel. But the Rashi in the Lashon of the Gemara, when it says that there's a chiluk between Isa Be'en and Lo Isa Be'en, Rashi says, Ki Omer Rib Shimon Lahu, Heichi Di'ene Be'en, Ki Goin Goin Ev Kotshim. I'm a Furish Rashi, not like Reb Chaim. As if we would ask the question, say you don't know how to read Rashi. So ring the Pri Yitzchak, the Reb Shmuel. Reb Chaim says a teretz. Everyone's bringing it down. Machaganse Simchas Yontif of it. Rashi Zot Nishtazei. Rashi Bim Chaimai. The Furish, not like Reb Chaim. He says even by Kachim there's a difference if it's Be'en or if it's Ein Be'en. Of Shmuel takes it another knitch. Reb Shmuel says, "I, Reb Chaim said a shein esvura, a good esvura." Reb Chaim said that by neder the achrayis it's a neder now, and over there the achrayis is for later on. I saw Reb Shmuel, oh, but there's a brisker rov that will answer Reb Chaim's time. But they bris, we answer but they bris. Oh, why? The brisker rov is a shaila on the Gemara Megillah daf ches on the base. The Gemara says, "How do you know that if you say Harei Alai and the behemah gets lost, you mechuyif to bring the carbon?" The Gemara darshens it from a posse. Freg the brisker rov. What do you need a drasha for? He made a neder Harei Alai carbon. If it gets lost, you still mechuyif in a carbon. Zog the brisker rov. The gzeres akosiv teaches you that it's not only the Chiyav Achrayis by Kachim is Mishum the Neder. It's also a Chiyav Achrayis. Zum Yetis Husei Momenis. And that's how you could hear there's another Knech of Dava Goyim Lomomen. It's a Momenis the Yisus. As Lefizeh Zakrib Shmuel, even in Svara, there's a Mokom to Dan on Reb Chaim's chilek, because by kachim also there's a gzeres akosiv, there's a chiyav achrayis. That's what he says. Grada in a parenthesis, the brisker rav just said that it's not only a chiyav in yoyodeya, it's a chiyav in choishen mishum, that it has the same gedder as shayrim. That's not mucha. That's Reb Shmuel's Isafa, but he wants to say that'll explain the sugya that it compares. Oy bazei, we go back to square one. How do you answer the question on the sugya? There's a stira over here. It says Isav ben Lesav ben Reb Chaim says, but you see in Rashi not that way. As Reb Chanan. Okay. Now this Reb Chanan is not in the Reb Chanan's view. There's a Koivitz Isafis of Rebbe Chanan, which is printed in the new Rebbe Chanan Koivitz Yerim Amsachim, but they ran out of print. Avinishvi, in the new Rebbe Chanan's Amsachim, they bring down a shear from Rebbe Chanan, who he says in Teretz. The Chazon Yecheskel says this Teretz also. And the Ar Sameach is Meramis to this Teretz. As three of our G'dayle Rabbi Seinu Rosh Yeshivas, they want to say a Gishmak of Teretz. They want to say the Isser of Baal Yirah is when you own the Chometz, the Gufa Chometz. But if all you own is the Mominess of the Chometz, that's not the Isser of Baal Yirah. Dover agoyrim lamomim kimomim dami. We started off the sugya. He gives you a schus in the mominess of the chavetz. You have a schus in the moment of the chavetz. But they're learning not in the guf chavetz. It's only in the mominess of the chavetz. As in dinim, that is it called shlal habaylim. That's totally, if you have a schus in the mominess of the chavetz, that's called it shlal habaylim. In other dinim, mazik, it's totally if you have a schus moment in the chavetz. Abachomets, you're only over on Baal Yirah if you own a piece of bread. If you own the mominess of bread, that's not bread. You own the monetary value of bread, but you don't own the bread. Chomets is the guf chefetz. They say gishmakavot lochayra, that only over here. By chometz, as davar goyim lamomim means you own the mominess of the bread. You own the monetary value of the bread. As there's a piece of bread, nowadays a roll in the chama, 4 shekels. As what do you own when you own it? Do you own the bread, or do you own the 4 shekel of the bread? You own the 4 shekel of the bread. Das is nicht bal hier all. Das is the mominess of the chometz. I don't own the piece of chometz. Davar goyim lamomim means I have a mominess figure revach in the chometz. Does anyone have a question on this map?
What do we need
exist?
What do we need exist to tell you that you're not chayef in moment?
Sorry, over here we're saying that it makes a difference when it's ben in the din of ben. That over here, where you only have, when do you own the guf chefetz? You only own the guf chefetz when it's nevat, then it becomes yours. And that's the chiddush of the gzeiras hakosev, that when it becomes yours later on, then you're right. And that's the chiddush. So I have to hear that knech, that you should understand, that we should all understand it. That it means when it's be'en, all you have is the mominess. But the regit's nevad, it's destroyed, then you get the guf chefetz. Because that's why you're evan bal yirah, but only when it's einav be'en. And the shaila is, if the gzeiras hakosev is saying what it's going to be yours later on, if that's enough for you to be over bal yirah. B'chayr, the same shaila everyone hocks on Reb Chaim is going to be on Reb Chanan with Yimayu also. So what's Rashi Sus telling to Kachim? Isa ben, Lesa ben, Hare, over there is not Chomet, over there is not Baal Yirah. As the Bochanan tries to say, over there you need Bailim on the Guf HaChefetz to Hayin Sham Mashi Kasi. Okay, as we have one way of being Mechalik to answer Tzaisa's question, there's a chilik between Gneva and Hekesh. We have another way of being mechalik between chometz and shlal ir hanidachas. The third way of being mechalik is many achronim want to answer, what is the gzeiras hakosev? The gzeiras hakosev is davar hagoyim lamomim is kemomim, even though it's be'en. The galoshim l'gmar is hava amina. I would have thought davar goyim lamomim is kemomim only when it's ein aven. Kamashma lan, the pasuk teaches you davar goyim lamomim is even when it's ben. As all the gemaras all over are going lefi the maskana that we have a ribuy of loy yimotze. As what does loy yimotze teach you? It's not telling you a dine chometz. Telling you a din, and din a davar hagoyrim lamomim. Kakosim the einig yantif, amudei or, and other daily achronim. The ksais, where ha'aimdim b'shitas I learned. No, this is exeris hakosim in the parsha of chometz. It's not exeris hakosim in the din of davar hagoyrim lamomim. Therefore, they didn't want to learn that way. V'oid, we saw in the Maram Chalavi in the Balamor, that they learn from the fact that chometz is chayiv on kibul abachrayis to adin nochi shikibashtoi, and you don't need the same level of zmamin all over, as you see clearly in the rishonim that learning is a thing. Okay. Okay. We have three mahalchim to answer. All of them have questions on them. That's why Rav Asher came and said the fourth do mahalach to make the sugya a whole new sugya. But it's dvarim hamukhudashim b'yaisa. Okay. As that's the sugya of davar hagarim lamamin and the ikur yonim and how it affects the Indian of